Full Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. Very happy to say that we've got once again on the show, Mr. Dave Mustaine. How are you?
I love how you say metal.
It's great to have you on the show, Dave.
Yeah, I'm great. I just love talking to you. How are you?
I'm doing really well, and really happy to hear your voice again, and obviously busy as usual. Megadeth set to embark on a world tour in more than 25 countries across 4 continents, starting on April 12th, where Dave is going to be collaborating with the San Diego Symphony on Symphony Interrupted. And I got to know, I mean, does, you know, we sort of touched on this last time you and I spoke, but does performing with the San Diego Symphony sort of make a statement that a musician's listening taste is not dictated strictly by the music they make themselves?
The one thing that it says is don't ever underestimate heavy metal or its players. And the talent is just so deep with a lot of the royalty in the heavy metal genre. You know, a lot of people, they are quick to, you know, say stuff based on what they hear or what they see, and they don't even bother to scratch the surface and see how deep some of the training is with some of these guitar players. You know, like when we would play Gigantor, every once in a while it'd be great to hook up with some of the players. And one of the guys I got a lesson from, I was really impressed with that, Alex Skolnick, you know, and sitting down and playing with the guys I played with in my band, let alone the other great talent out there. Yeah, it's exciting to do this symphony.
Where will you be sitting when this all goes down?
As far as like the position that the orchestra goes, you know, it's pretty much like the same seating that everybody sees. And when the conductor looks at the audience, his band, what he's doing with the orchestra out there, there's a certain positioning of the players. You know, you've got your strings right in the front. You've got your right up the center is where your percussion takes place. You know, to one side is the brass, the other side is the woods. One side is the bass, the other side is more of the higher pitched instruments, and right on your left hip is where your lead violin's gonna be. Just like with me playing guitar, you know, on my left hand is where the solo comes from as a conductor. The left hand would be where the solo would come from. So I'm gonna be sitting in that position there, if I sit at all. I'm still wondering if I'm gonna sit or stand or whatever, because, you know, in my head I know what I'm gonna do, but, you know, when we get there, it's like, I don't know, man, I may just jump up and start headbanging.
Full Metal Jackie, more with Dave Mustaine after this. It's Full Metal Jackie, Dave Mustaine of Megadeth with us on the show, of course. The world tour is going to be kicking off on April 12th, and let's talk about the Motorboat Cruise. Saw that lineup, and it just seems like it's going to be such a fun time. Megadeth will be aboard the Motorboat Cruise in September with Motorhead and Anthrax. Dave, what are you looking forward to most about this sort of event?
Seeing Lemmy in his bathing suit. I think that the show's going to be really, really interesting because, you know, you've got the isolation of being in a boat out of the middle of the ocean, and it's strictly metal bands, and for the most part, as far as I know, it's going to be a lot of metalheads that are going to be there. I'm sure there might be some people that are taking the cruise just for the hell of it, just to kind of see, but I think this is going to be some pretty diehard fans of Megadeth and Motorheads, and there's some other talented acts that are going to be on there. I'm not sure everybody who's confirmed yet, but I'm excited to see what it's going to be like, you know, getting into a boat and moving, you know, because the boat itself is going to be moving while you're playing. So that's going to be weird for me to be standing on the stage and feeling like I'm swaying, and I'm not really swaying because of partying too much.
So you've never actually played a boat before. Have you ever been to a concert on a boat?
No, I just recently did my first actual cruise on a boat a couple years ago. And, you know, there's supposed to be like 3 cruises that you can do. There's the young and horny set. There's the middle-aged, my marriage is on the rock, so I'm going on a cruise, and I'll probably hook up with somebody else's wife while I'm on the cruise set. And then there's the blue-haired set. And so, of course, we went with the blue-haired people, and everybody on the cruise is going like, what are you doing on this thing? And we're like, well, we didn't know. We just thought it was a boat, and we bought tickets. You know, it's pretty nice, though, because there's only a few old men that tried picking up on my wife, and you know, it wasn't really that bad. It's funny to see some of these old couples out there partying and stuff, too.
Full Metal Jackie with Dave Mustaine on the show with us tonight. Lacuna Coil have a new album that came out this week called Broken Crown Halo. Here's a tune from it. This is Die and Rise. Full Metal Jacket, Dave Mustaine of Megadeth, on the show with us. And as I mentioned earlier, Megadeth will visit 25 countries across four continents on tour this spring and summer. And obviously, promoter interest is a key factor in where you play. But are you also inclined to want to play places specifically because you want to experience the culture?
Sometimes. There are certain places we go to and we've gone there strictly for the fans alone. You know, going into places like Alaska during the dead of winter, you know, Alaska's a beautiful place, but I wouldn't go there during the winter if it wasn't for the fans. You know, that's just a sound judgment decision. Some of the places we've gone when we went into Israel, going into Dubai, traveling through some of the places we've had to connect through, you know, some of the places we've played in the past, they had just opened up the gates to liberty and freedom and music, and us going there as an intensely politically outspoken band, showing up there and talking about, you know, peace sells, but nobody's buying it, and then showing up in a place like over in Poland or the Czech Republic or any of these places when they had just been liberated, going down into Argentina when they just allowed them to start listening to music, going into Colombia and Venezuela where American government has made, you know, the American people not really, really popular down there. We go because it's about the fans. Now, there are certain places like going to, you know, Costa Rica that I was so excited to go to because you hear about how beautiful it is. Playing in Hawaii, which is great. There's also stuff like going to India. We get to see stuff like the Taj Mahal. It's like, wow, never thought I would see something like that as a kid.
Is there any place left that you haven't been?
Yeah, to Africa. And we're working on that next year. Next year is we've got this year booked all the way through and already have next year booked too. So we're pretty excited about what we're doing. You know, we're trying right now to take advantage of our off time, get together and write, because we have so much great touring opportunity. And that is one of the main goals of next year, is to get into Africa, go down to Cape Town and Johannesburg. I think there's only supposedly three places to play there, and some guy that used to be a part of our past, well, he is a part of our past, he used to be part of our present, had said that he had booked a 9-city show in Africa, and I'm thinking, you know, I don't know where those other 6 cities are, dude, but I don't think there is 6 other cities there to play.
Full Metal Jackie, Dave Mustaine of Megadeth with us. Still to come, new music from Ex Mortis, Justice Weekly Pick from The Pit, and more. That was new music from Ex Mortis off their latest album, Slave to the Sword, Foe Hammer. Full Metal Jackie, Dave Mustaine of Megadeth with us on the show, and we touched on the guys getting together with you and going in the studio. Super Collider, obviously the latest album, came out last June. It was the 14th album from Megadeth and highest charting album since Euthanasia back in 94, so congrats again on that. Usually, when you look back at sort of the timeline between records, there's usually, you know, a year or two typically between records. Are you starting to look ahead to think about when you're going to work on another record?
Well, we have already started the process of, you know, listening to licks and talking to people about work. And funny thing is, you know, I'm not a big believer in coincidences. I think that that's just, you know, people's way of saying that there's no powers greater than us that help line out our life. You know, I totally believe in destiny, and we had just got done doing the Vivo acoustic performance a while ago, and some lady walks by and she goes, "Hey, Max Norman says hi," right as the elevator doors are closing. I stuck my hand in the door. I was like, "What'd you say?" "Max Norman says hi." "Max Norman? Max Norman Norman?" "Yeah." "Wow. Wow, really?" Because, you know, we kind of haven't spoken in, geez, forever. And so I called him up. I said, "What are you doing? Are you still doing this?" Because he had gotten out of making records, and he's back into making records. And I thought, I wonder what it'd be like to maybe try one song with this guy and see, you know, if we can catch lightning twice. And so, you know, it's just neat to be in that position where you can do stuff like this, because I know how hard it is for bands to make it nowadays. And that's still the underlying goal for me with my band, is to be able to bring other bands out with us to play live and see how great it is to play in front of some of the greatest metal fans in the world. And I'm not saying that, you know, Megadeth fans are the best fans in the world. I believe that, but I know that there's a lot of metal fans out there that they may not like Megadeth. That doesn't mean that they're not great people. So, you know, you learn a lot of crap as you go along, too.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Gonna take a quick break. Josta's weekly pick from the pit coming up. Also music from Iron Maiden and more with Dave Mustaine next. That was Running Wild with Prisoner of Our Time. Full Metal Jackie, Dave Mustaine of Megadeth with us on the show. Dave, many musicians, yourself included, have described an album as a snapshot or a representation of where they are in their life. What are your life priorities right now, and how do you anticipate they'll affect the musical direction of the next Megadeth album?
Wow, great question. My priorities have changed. Before I got married, you know, it was just about myself and my band. And, you know, as you change, as you grow, as you pick up people in your life, whether you're, you know, planning on getting married or having a casual relationship, you know, whether you're straight or not or whatever you do, you find love, you know, your life changes and you start to have to think about somebody else. I mean, at least I would think that if you weren't a selfish prick, you would be thinking about someone that you love. And, you know, once you bring a life into it, you know, again, whether you're straight or gay and you have a child naturally or by in vitro or adoption or whatever, which I think adoption is cool too, and you know, to have a responsibility like that totally changes things. Now, Justice just turned 22 and he's doing great. He's got a great job. He works at our management company. You know, he's in college and all that stuff. And go figure. You would think that, you know, having a rock star as a dad, that, you know, you would be a complete loser. He's not. Elektra's doing great too. And as we, you know, as they grow up, I start to get my Dave time back. And I gotta tell you, man, I'm loving this right now because I've been playing, I've been sitting in my studio listening to music and falling in love with the guitar again. Chris and I just wrote some really killer stuff 2 days ago, and I'm excited. I can't wait to see what this new record's gonna sound like.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Hey, coming up this hour, gonna check out the brand new song from Arch Enemy. We also have the Death Clock Brutal pick of the week, and of course, more with Mr. Mustaine after this. Black Label Society, they've got a new album coming out April 8th called Catacombs of the Black Vatican. They'll be on the road starting April 16th. It's Full Metal Jackie. Dave Mustaine of Megadeth is with us on the show. Dave, you touched on new music and the next album earlier. And Max Norman, is he going to be producing the next Megadeth album?
No. At this point right now, I would say definitive, I don't know. Because, you know, we don't know. We don't even know when it's going to happen. I do know I have tremendous respect for Max. I know Cameron Webb is going to be involved in the record for sure. And I know that Max is a very positive, very hopeful question mark. But, you know what, I'm a capable record producer, and I know that if I did it solely with Cameron, as much as he did the last record, you know, he was one of Johnny Kay's guys, and Johnny had some stuff he needed to do, and Cameron filled in for him really well, and you know, we made a great team. So I'd like to have Max try some stuff, but, you know, if it ain't right, it ain't right. Hard to think that, you know, something that Max would do wouldn't be right, but, you know, times are a little different, and you know, sometimes people grow apart. I'm hopeful and I'm optimistic.
It sounds like it's pretty early to tell, you know, in terms of where you guys are at. You have so much coming up this year.
Yeah, plus there's so many freaking songs too. I was going through all the stuff that we had. You know, I mean, honestly, I have more songs than I know. I don't even have to write another note for the rest of my life, and I have enough music written to finish my career out, and it's a matter of just weeding out what I want to use and what I don't want to use, and, you know, there's a huge library of metal riffs for other bands and stuff, and that's one of the things we're really looking forward to, too, as I go off into another phase of my career is doing some co-writes.
Full Metal Jackie with Dave Mustaine of Megadeth with us on the show. Quick break, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, right after this. That was Rob Halford and Vinny Appice doing Man on the Silver Mountain. You can find that along with other great Dio covers on the This Is Your Life Dio tribute, which is out now. It's Full Metal Jackie with Dave Mustaine of Megadeth with us. Megadeth will be out on a huge, huge tour, 25 countries, across four continents. Again, that's happening spring and summer. We've got all the dates listed. And you can also go to megadeth.com And Dave, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. I appreciate you being a guest once again, and I'll definitely be seeing you really soon.
Thanks, Jackie. Hey, just a closing thought, too, if I can say this. You know, David Ellison and Chris and Sean have all been really actively doing stuff with the fans, giving them opportunities to spend time with them with their clinics. And you know, David has a new book that just came out. He was doing book signings and stuff. And Sean has been appearing at golf tournaments and drum clinics. And so is Chris. So this tour that's going to be coming up back in the States in 2015 is going to present us with a lot of opportunities to, you know, hang out with our fans again, which I think is the best part about this job, because it's fun to be up on stage. But if you can't talk to the people that are listening to your music and can't really, you know, share your life with them and share their life with you, man, you just kind of get into this place where it's just all about yourself, and I don't want to ever be like that.
Awesome. Well, that's great to know. And is all the stuff that the other band members are doing also up on Megadeth.com as well?
It is. There's stuff that they do. David Ellison has been doing something called Attitudes and Altitudes, I think it is, and Chris has been very actively pursuing his lessons and stuff that he does. He's an alumni at Musicians Institute of Technology, one of the instructors there. And Sean and Chris have been doing a lot of clinic work too with their endorsement. Sean's endorsed by Yamaha right now, and they have some stuff set up for him. We've only got a couple shows we're doing in the States this year. We've got two in April, and then we've got a couple at the latter part of the year. We're going to be doing one in Wisconsin, but I don't know if that's public knowledge yet. And other than that, we've got you are gonna die when you hear this other news I got. I can't say anything right now, but we've got this massive thing coming up in 2015 that's just so outrageous.
Oh man, no hints, nothing.
Well, you know what? You know I love you, and I would tell you as soon as I can, you'll be one of the very first people on the planet to know. And
All right. In fact,
I will make a phone call right after this and see when we can tell you and make sure that you're one of the people that break it.
I love that. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that,
Dave.
You
got it.